Sybil.
She's not here.
Sybil?
Sybil? Late, running late, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She says it's heavy fog out there where she lives. Heavy fog.
There is very heavy fog in Dallas.
Isn't heavy fog where you live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you make it?
Yeah, I made it.
Everybody else made it, right?
Everyone.
Is the fog heavier at her house?
No. No. Super Dave's here.
Super Dave's here. Nikki's there.
Yeah.
Nugget.
Yeah.
Crystal, everybody.
Yeah.
Mary.
Andrea.
Ross. Andrea. All here. All present.
Yeah, everybody.
Maybe we need to build a lighthouse by her house so she can see how to get out of there. Come on through, Sybil. Yeah. Yeah. Keep it going. Keep it going. There you go. There you go. There you go. Now go on to work. Have a good day. You gotta do that?
Yeah.
She says the fog is heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like sitting here like she's not learning anything.
I mean, everybody's here. Mario. KJ.
KJ, the security guard.
Oh, everybody's here, man.
Is that the same?
It's a big show. There's a lot of people that have to come into the Red Velvet Cake Studios in all this fog. And Anthony's here.
He called up and said the fog is heavy.
Fog is heavy. And if the fog is heavy. Now, that's right. The fog is very, very heavy. You can barely see in front of you. Yeah. But
well, who's in front of her house? George Wallace's mama? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe she's somewhere foggy.
And nobody else is late.
Oh, here she is. Ladies and gentlemen. Just entering the Red Velvet Cake Studios because she had to drive like everybody else through the fog. And she just walked in 5 minutes late. I introduce to you.
Heavy fog.
What the fog is going on,
what
Sybil?
The fog is going
That's 3.5 minutes late.
What up, Sybil? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, right. What? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What's new?
Sybil. Everybody's here.
Yeah, nice
Glad
to see you all.
Join us.
Okay.
For once.
Yeah, fog's heavy, isn't it? Isn't it?
What the fog is going on?
The fog is going on.
I don't know.
That fog is heavy.
It was very thick.
Fog this.
Thick.
Hey, Sybil.
Thick.
Fog this.
Thick fog out there.
I'm coming in with heavy fog. I'm going heavy. I have heavy fog for 1,000, please.
Heavy fog worked for me.
No, Sybil, it didn't work.
You weren't
I mean, everybody's
heavy
here.
Fog, huh?
If you were, if that worked,
then you wouldn't
everybody
have
else would be late.
Everybody
right.
else would be late, or someone else would be late. So no, that one didn't work.
Okay.
That one didn't.
Well,
work.
You know what? The fog followed me. I don't know what to tell you, but
the fog followed
you. The fog followed me.
And Leah drives in from Texarkana, and she made it.
True. That's true.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
She drives in from Oklahoma.
Not quite Texarkana.
Yeah. And Super Dave drives in from East Texas. Yeah. But because he can't go past the stadium, you know. He's not allowed.
He lives in Arlington, but his wife won't let him go by the stadium. So he has to go all the way around to East Texas.
All the way around.
To get to work because his wife won't let him.
And he made it.
He made it. Mm-hmm. He made it.
Well, everybody's
it was,
here.
It was foggy. Wasn't it Super Dave? Was it foggy? Real thick. Same fog. It hasn't gotten any
it's
thicker.
It's not the same everywhere.
And it was a different set of fog in front of mine.
It was. The fog that followed me was very different from what you all may have.
It was a smarter fog.
No,
that
it wasn't
was over
smart.
In my...
It wasn't the smarter fog.
Mary, was it really foggy coming from where you are?
I don't need her to co-sign for me. I'm just telling you. I'm
yeah, and in fact, the fog said, look at him, look at him. Let me follow this.
Let me follow this little Prius and cause some problems for you this morning.
Okay. Ready?
We're all here. Okay. Everybody's here.
Glad you're here. Glad you're safe.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
You've been around great people who have come up with great excuses. And this one just doesn't.
My excuses never work for you. Jay's always, oh my God, these are the funniest.
He put work in.
No, he doesn't put work in, but you allow him to think that he does. So it's okay. I'm fine. I'm really fine.
Let me get this little violin outside and play this. Go ahead, somebody.
I don't need excuses. I don't need to come up with, just magnificent excuses.
The fog is thick. And it's deep, too.
You know what? That's my truth. If you're not able to deal with my truth, gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, we're not the grand jury.
Thank God. You really are sounding like it, though.
We see the same fog. The same fog as everybody else too.
We are really.
You're
glad
not going to get off on this grand jury here. This is a different grand jury here.
I know.
We're glad you made it. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So LeBron and his teammates had on the "I Can't Breathe" T-shirts.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and they played the Brooklyn Nets. They were in the
and with a really interesting audience because the Prince William and his wife were in the audience last night.
And he had on an "I Can't Breathe" shirt.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, George Wallace's mama had on a shirt, but the shirt just couldn't breathe. It didn't have anything. It had no writing. It just,
the shirt just said, I can't breathe.
All you could see was Ica. That's all you could see. Stretched out.
Good game it turned out to be last night. I thought it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
First half was a blowout. Atlanta made a comeback and almost.
Good for them, yeah. They almost pulled it off.
And then the Green Bay Packers woke up.
Yeah.
This is Atlanta.
But Atlanta does have a pretty good team, I guess.
And they're still in it. The Packers are the really good team this season.
Yeah, the Packers are really
good. They're talking about the Packers going all the way.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But yeah. They were killing them.
They were. Oh my gosh! If you gave up during the first half, and you had no reason not to, but it was whew.
Yeah. They came back. 43-37 was the final score. 43-37. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, because when I was watching, it was like 30-something to nothing.
Yeah. They made a nice comeback.
Okay. I gotta watch it. They're talking about the Colbert Report and the president on the Colbert Report last night. Did you see it?
I did.
They say he was funny.
He was very good last night.
I watched the Colbert Report. Mm-hmm. I love it.
What did he do?
Well, he did that segment where he called the word,
mm-hmm.
and then you talk about a subject and you talk about it straight, and then on the side screen is what people are really saying.
Right.
You know, I gotta.
He was busy yesterday.
Yeah, he did that last night.
The president was very busy. Also, they had the interview that he did with our friend Jeff Johnson on BET yesterday.
Yeah.
So it was which was taped.
Arsenio's off the air. They couldn't go over there and do that.
Well, not if he's off the air.
No. Arsenio couldn't get them to come over there and dance. Okay, I see how them types is.
Oh, wait a minute, man. I got your note about the light skin setting back, man. That's messed up. I guess I'm going to have to go on and address it. Talking about the fight between Drake and Diddy.
Yeah.
That's not a fight.
It's not a fight.
That's not. No.
And you sent me a note saying Drake is setting light skin back 30 years. After all the strides we've made.
Strides?
Yeah.
Yes, light skin was coming up. They coming up.
Until this.
Dark skin
beat us back down.
Sets the movement back. So.
Light skin been in the house the whole time.
Yeah, light skin been in the house. Light skin been running stuff, man. Yeah.
since we were first brought here. What are you talking about? I know,
right? Life's getting
and Drake is representing us, huh?
No, it's not a good representation.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, not today.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Tuesday.
What the fuck is going on?